Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you, God. We magnify you. We exalt you, Lord. We lift you up, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Oh, God, it's a privilege to be here right now. It is such a privilege to be here right now, God. And we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come into your sanctuary. Thank you for allowing us to be here right now. Thank you for allowing us, Lord God, to be in your presence, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to pray, not just for ourselves, Father. Thank you, Father God, for giving us strength. Thank you, Father God, for our right mind. Thank you for regulating our mind. Thank you, Father God, for giving us food, clothing, transportation. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace, God. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us safe from all her harm and danger, seen and unseen. Thank you, Father God, for the activity of our limbs. Thank you, Father God, that we can move. Thank you, Father God, that we can hear. Thank you, Father God, that we can see. Thank you, Father God, for just blessing us, Lord God, and taking care of us, Lord God. Thank you, God, for keeping us safe in our homes. Thank you for keeping us during the night. Thank you for holding back the death angel. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, for sparing our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over our families and our loved ones, God. Thank you, Father God, for taking care of them, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in spite of us, you still love us and you keep pouring out your blessings upon us, Lord God. And they're coming from every direction, Lord. And God, we just thank you, God, because you do it because you love us. You do it because you care about us. Hallelujah. You do it because you care that much, Lord God. And so we tell you thank you, Lord. We tell you thank you, God, for reigning on the just and the unjust. We tell you thank you, Father God, for blessing us, Lord, right where we are, God. Whether we have, God, given our heart to you or not, God, you're still good to us, Lord. You're so good, Lord. You are so good. And we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, God, and we just thank you, Lord God. We bless you and we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, for your help. We thank you for your strength. We just thank you, God, each and every day you give us new mercies. God, you give us the ability to walk, talk, move, breathe. God, you give us the wisdom that we need, the understanding that we need. God, we just thank you for it on today. God, you help us to see. You help us to accomplish some things. You help us, Father God, to overcome. You help us, Lord God, to be real and truthful. God, you help us each and every day to face some things. God, we just thank you, God, as we cast all our cares upon you. Every concern, God, everything that is on our hearts, everything that's caught up, Lord God. Father God, oh God, that's heavy weight on us, Lord God. We lay it at your feet, God, because we don't want to carry no more, God. And we're asking you, God, to take it, Lord. Take it all, Father God. Take our hearts, Lord. Take those things that we're concerned about, Father God. Because we can't do nothing about it, God. God, we're carrying stuff, God, we can't even take, Lord. God, we're asking you to take and lift up that heavy burden, Lord. The concern about our mothers. Oh, God, the concern about our brothers. The concern about our cousins. The concern about our children, God. We're asking you, God, to just take it all away, God. Because we can't do anything. We tried talking. We tried showing them, Father God. We tried so many different things, and it just did not work. So we're coming to you, God. And asking you, God, for help. Asking you for guidance. Asking you for instruction, God, of what to do and how to do it. Where to move, Father God. How to move, God, because we cannot do it on our own, God. And if we say something, lash out, God. Oh, God, and they just don't, God, just brush us off, God. When we, Lord God, are feeling some type of way, acting some type of way.
But God, we just want to give it over to you, Lord God, and ask you to help, God. Help us on to see. Let us not walk in self-righteousness, Lord God, thinking we know it all. Not, God, thinking that we have it all together. We don't, Father God. But help us, God, to intercede on one another, Father God. Intercede for each person, Father God. Intercede about the situation, God. Go to them on their behalf, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Father God, to see about your people, Lord God. Save us from ourselves, Lord God. Save us from the lies, Father God. Save us from the manipulation, Lord God. God, we're telling ourselves these things that are just lies. Save us from the seeds that we planted and even watered, Lord. And help us, Father God, in our heart, God, to forgive. Forgive ourselves, God, and not carry that bitterness and anger and wrath, Father God, nor those regrets. God, help us to forgive, Lord God. Have a heart of absolutions and even forget, Lord God. Let us not carry these things any longer, Father God, because you are a righteous God. God, lead us, Lord God, that we lead, Father God. Lord God, you write to your sanctuary. Some of us are not even going to church. Some of us, Lord God, has given up hope. But God, I know you can restore the hope. I know you can restore the peace. I know, Father God, that you can restore the hope, Lord God, in their hearts, God. God, I know, Father God, you can make a way out of no way. Oh, God, I know, Father God, that you can save. Oh, God, those that have walked away and turned their back on you, Father God, because of stuff that's in their heart, Father God, because of something that was said or what they saw, what they heard. Oh, God, or even, God, the correction that came down. And, Father God, they disagreed, not understanding, Lord God, that it came from you. So many of us lack, God, information. So many of us lack understanding, Father God, and we're going off what we believe is right, and God is leading us to destruction. So God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Order our steps aright. Remove that compromising spirit, God. God, remove that, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sever every spirit, detach it from us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, Lord God, soften the heart in the name of Jesus. Remove the jealousy, remove the envy, remove the hate, God. Remove the hate, God. So much hate, Lord. Remove the hate, God. God, the resentment and the bitterness, God. Stuff that's stored away, Father God. Stuff that's stored away because they've been hurt because of what they went through. And they haven't faced it. They haven't addressed it. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, help your people to address it, Father God. And forgive, Lord God, so that they can be free, Lord God. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, save our children. Save our loved ones, Lord. Save us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we're no longer walking sideways, backwards. Oh, God, we may have grown up in the church, God, but we did not know you. So I'm asking, God, those that grown up in the church but didn't know you, hallelujah, Jesus. God, I'm asking you, Lord God, let them have an encounter with you. They come to know you. They come to know about you. They come to have a relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, help them, Father God, in their hearts. Help them in their hearts, Lord God. God, let them not just, don't God, disregard any longer. Keep on tugging on them, God. Keep on calling them, God. Help them, Father God. Because some are caught up in addictions. Some are caught up in perversions. And God, oh God, that sin feels so good. God, we need deliverance. We need healing. We need help, God. We need help, God, to say no, to turn away, to run from it, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, God, for your help, God, that we won't stay in that place of anger, oh, God, of despair and loneliness, that we won't be, God, continue. continue to be a hermit, locking ourselves away. But God, that we allow you in, and that you can teach us how to love, teach us how to be friendly, teach us how to be amongst people, go in and out amongst people, and not allow them to shift us and change us, but keep the same attitude, God, and the same perspective of love and compassion and kindness, and knowing, God, that you are able, God, knowing that you can keep us, knowing, God, that you will take care of everything. God, help us, Lord, to turn our plates down, to seek your face even the more, to seek you, Father God, even when things are good, because that's the best time, Father God, to keep on fighting, to keep on pressing, to keep on pushing, Father God, keep on knocking at your door, because we know, Father God, we know, God, there's a place in you that's so peaceful, there's a place in you that there's no, Lord God, worries. God, help us to get back to that place, Lord. Hallelujah. As we release all this stuff, Lord God, as we release it all to you, casting all our cares upon you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, remove the spirit of division, even in our families. Remove that pride and that haughtiness. God, remove all that stuff, God, in the name of Jesus, that is hindering us, Lord God, from walking in your presence, to feeling you, from hearing you clearly, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're seeking you, Lord. Lord God, we're seeking your face, and we need you, God, in every area of our life. We need you in our relationships, Lord. We need you in our marriages. We need you in raising our children. God, we need you even on our jobs, when we're communicating with people, when we are in the streets, at the grocery store, making decisions, Lord. We need you, God. We cannot do it on our own. We know if we do it on our own, it will lead to destruction. God, as we acknowledge you, we're asking you to guide us. And God, give us the patience that we need to wait on you. God, give us a heart of acceptance, whatever your decision is. God, help us to receive all that you have. God, take away that selfishness and greed. God, take away that the sense of entitlement, thinking, Lord God, God, that we're more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Jesus, I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us, God, to recognize, Lord God, that none of it is going to save us. None of it is going to help us. Help us, God, with those words that is spoken to us that make us feel some type of way. God, help us to understand who we are. Help us to understand our identity, God, women and men, in the name of Jesus, and understand how much you really, truly love us. God, we're asking for your help. God, even now, God, the disappointments, Lord. Oh, God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you help us, God. God, not to be concerned about what people say or what people think, but God, give us our heart, Lord God, to seek the more of you and be concerned about our salvation. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, regulate our minds. Regulate our minds. Circumcise our hearts. But God, as we seek you, Lord, heal our lands. Heal those things that we destroyed. Restore those things, Lord God, that were taken away. Rebuild bridges that were broken. I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for your help on today. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.